Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck by no hate long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Lil' Tone shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get bodied. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
I can give a fuck by no hate long as my bitch love me.
My bitch love me. My bitch love me.
Yeah.
My bitch love me.
I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Brand nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money, we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat this dick. Call that breakfast in bed. 69.96. I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this bitch. And I turn around, face down. I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me. And I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. And I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching. And these haters try to knock me. But they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, now kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skating, yeah. I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, now kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass on skating.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Prime 112 behind the double doors. As I rewind the devil's flaws, pass cross the course, your life lost, patience, virtue, I heard that you're the boss.
Woo!
Your inform is correct, now give me enormous respect. respect. Corner the game, record label on his chain. Right hand on the Bible, watch the flow catch flames. Margiela's on the feet, now she riding with a lame. Margiela's in the Jeep. All the little homies wanna eat, huh? But we never settle beef, so settle your debts before there's any regrets. Gino do the graffiti and Black Vandal with the tech. My girls say that I'm a mess. DJ Khaled say I'm the best, huh? And my city do too. 20 in the trunk, that's how city boys move. 8.9 out of crib, got a view. Mandarin manicure, DEA in pursuit. Woo! Champagne in the Rolex, rosé. No church for a D-boy, let's pray.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in?
Yeah.
No church in the wild force like me in the game so foul. In the world full of sin with a love flow thin. And the pain runs deep cause the blood in the streets. See the stains on the money, no love for the weak. Where it rain never sunny, just mud on the beach. With a hater stick to you like mud on the cleats. Thanksgiving with some birds, just drugs for a feast. Young and only 13 with a snub in his sleep. Even though it's hard cold, he in love with the heat. See the high in his eyes, see the floods in his feet. From the bottom out of Philly, I emerge from the east. At the dealer talking Bugatti talk. You never heard it like Illuminati talk. Tell them haters that it's my mama's fault. Breaking bricks, you would think we talk karate talk. Junk with old money. Never trust a trucker that's telling me hold something. Never trust a
trucker that's telling me hold something.
The weatherman ain't never tell me about the cold
summer.
Tears dripped on my dad's casket. Turn me into a bastard. Glock 40 on me is plastic. Get the reaching, I'm squeezing on him and clapping. And I ain't talking about assembly. I'm talking headshots when you won't remember me. I asked God, please remove my enemies. I was surprised when I lost that was friends of me.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer?
Alright.
Don't believe in anything.
Alright, let's try it. I'm getting feedback.
I would rather have a show where the sound is not that great than 2 weeks with no show in a row at all.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. I am your host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here. We've had some technical difficulties, but we are here tonight.
That's right. It doesn't stop us.
And let's hope that everybody can hear us. Anyone who would like to call in, like to call in right now, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Or you can hit us up on Facebook via Sadie Michael. We're just trying to test our sound tonight to make sure that you are hearing us. Real Relevant and Raw Radio broadcast every Thursday night from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Our show topic tonight is Stop, You're Getting Too Close, Men and Emotional Intimacy.
Intimacy.
Emotional intimacy.
Emotional intimacy. So men don't have problems with intimacy.
Well, it depends upon how we define intimacy. Now, if we define intimacy as sex, well, no, men don't have problems with sex, but if we're talking about
emotional intimacy,
then I think that there's some possibility that we do have permission. Let me tell a story. And I'm not going to localize the story at any particular time in order to protect the innocent or the guilty.
Uh-oh.
So I was talking to a particular individual. And for those who are listening for the first time, we keep it real, relevant, and raw. And the only use vulgarity if it's in context. So tonight I'm going to use a particular profanity.
Real relevant and raw, but never raunchy.
Never raunchy. So I'm talking
right.
to somebody. And place I go to occasionally. And one time I was there and I saw a gentleman I know, a female, and it said you could actually cut the sexual tension with a knife. And I actually said that to both of them. And the female started smiling, and the brother denied it. So I had another conversation with him, and this is what he said. And I have to say it like he said it. He said, Mike, check yourself. I will fuck her, but I don't like her. I don't think I need to repeat that, because I think I said it all right the first time. Now, think about that, Real Relevant and Raw Family. How can someone say that he would have sex with a woman? Now, she's not a prostitute now. He's not buying it. You understand what I'm saying? That's a whole different conversation, and maybe it needs to be a different show.
Yeah.
This is someone who he knows. And he said, I'll F her, but I don't like her. To me, that person has some issues with emotional intimacy or some issues with emotional intimacy.
I think he
person.
Finds the chick attractive.
Right.
I think he's curious as to what she's got going on in her jeans. But I don't think he's curious to find out anything else about her.
So, you know, for me, what kind of disconnection or disconnect is there between with a man who could say that? And again, I'm not judging the brother. Understand?
I'm not.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I mean, for me to say, I'm just gonna use myself as an example. If I don't like a woman, I don't want to be near her. I don't want to touch her. I don't want to deal with her. Now, I may say this. I don't want to be in a relationship with her.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute,
but
Michael.
I'll have sex with her.
Maybe I misunderstood. He said, when he said he doesn't like her, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought he meant like, you know, I'm not interested in trying to get to know her and spend time with her. But you mean like he doesn't even like her as a person? Like almost she annoys him? Like that kind of not like?
Exactly. Sadie, exactly.
Oh, see,
exactly.
I didn't understand that.
All right, exactly.
Oh, that's
see,
sick.
Because the import, if you would have heard the tone, and I tried my best in relaying the story to capture the tone, I'll F her, but I don't like her. Because one of the things he said about it, he said, man, it'd never work because she's stubborn and I'm stubborn. So the way I interpreted the comment was, I don't even like her as a person.
Wow.
But
okay,
I didn't get that.
I'll
bang that back, right.
I didn't get that from that. So now that you're telling me that was the context of the content, then yeah, that's different.
Right. And the question becomes, for any man or men listening tonight, to what extent have we been taught that? Maybe not in our families, but in our culture. You know, and first song by Lil Wayne, My Bitches Love Me. I mean, you heard the lyrics. I mean, is the profile of that person. And again, I'm not trying to dog out or land-based Lil Wayne. Not trying to do that. Understand? We're not going to take the show in that direction. What I'm saying is if we listen to that song as representative of some men's mindset, do men like that, representing that type of profile, do they have issues with emotional intimacy? Or are they at a place in their life when it's only about sex?
I think for Lil Wayne, it's that good cushion alcohol. I think that's kind of what the problem is. I mean, I think he makes that clear in the first sentence. I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
All right, so
I got some down bitches I can call.
So it is an alcohol influenced state of mind. Is that what you're saying?
I think that causes a lot of that emotional intimacy separation thing here. That's that kush. You know what I mean? That kush and that alcohol mixed together just makes a mother freaking not care.
All right, so let's a little bit. All right, so
he got a color code his hoes at that point.
So let's flip it a little bit. Let's take it a step further. All right, let's say the alcohol has diminished. The hangover is non-existent. Would you not say that there are some men who have that mindset, whether alcohol induced or not? That for them, women are bitches. I mean, what did Snoop Dogg say back in, I guess, 91, 92? We don't love them hoes.
I think, Michael, you know what, let's, okay, I've been joking around tonight, and I've been actually having a little bit of fun, but
hey,
let's get serious for a minute here, okay?
All right.
I have a son, and he's 19, and when he got his first girlfriend around 15, he was head over heels about her.
Okay.
And I was so concerned. I didn't like this. I'm like, this girl can literally do whatever she wants to do to him. And it was scary because as a professional and in my personal opinion, sometimes I think when men fall in love, it's actually they're in a more dangerous state than a woman when she does.
Mm.
And I
Why
said
is that?
To
Why is that?
Because they don't have emotion, well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Because they don't allow their emotions to rule them or govern them as much as a woman does,
mm-hmm.
some things they should act on, they don't. Where in a woman, even if she's going to stay, her emotions will make her act out and say, you know, that's not right, this is not right. She'll voice it out of emotions. Men will just sit there and deal with it.
Mm.
Okay? But anyway, so I told my ex-husband how concerned I was about my son. I said, you know, I'm afraid for him. And you know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He said, this is what it's going to take to teach him how to deal with women. And I said, what? He says, he's going to have to get hurt first. And I was like, oh, my God, is that what it is? He says, once he gets his heart broke, he'll never act like this again.
Mm.
And you know what? I thought about that. I took some polls and I did some research.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find as a relationship coach, I don't know if you know, but most of my clients are men.
Okay.
And men do not show their emotion or their pain as much as women do. They're not as verbal about it or expressive. They actually hurt deeper. They hold on to the hurt longer. And I think that's why R. Kelly kind of, you know, came out with that whole song when a woman's fed up. Because once a woman gets to the point she's done, she's just done. It takes a man longer to get into it, and it takes him longer to get out of it. A woman gets in quicker, and she's out quicker.
It's like Michael Bazin's book, you know, Men Cry in the Dark. I'll look at this from a different perspective. I think for a man to know how to deal with a woman, he needs to have experienced different kinds of women. And I think he has to have the full range of relationship experiences, including being hurt. See, because this is the other side of it. There are men who were hurt the first time. And I mean, your son was 15, so, you know, maybe we're talking an adult male, 18, 19 years old. There are men who were hurt the first time from whom it was so traumatic that they actually turned.
Wait a minute. When you say turn.
Let me finish. I'm going to tell you. They don't turn to men per se.
Oh, okay.
But they make a decision. They vow, I will never be hurt by a woman again. So either I will not
my
show
point
my
exactly.
Emotions, right. I'll not show my emotions or I'm going to hurt them first.
My point exactly. And it's this whole, you know, I got some down bitches I can call. The
mm-hmm.
safest way, whenever I see a guy talking about two heads is better than one and, oh, I'm a player and trying to portray to the entire world that they're a player, what I see immediately is a man who is afraid for his heart. And he tucks it away, and no one will ever get that opportunity to do to him what has been done to him in the past. Now, another thing that I'd like to point out about men or the male is that oftentimes when the male realizes how much power that woman has, he often struggles to never relinquish that power to her again, like we just said, after getting hurt. Now, your statement about the best way to understand a man, a woman, the best way for a man to understand a woman is to interact with different types of women. Yes, but what we're talking about now, the reason I'm going a direction I'm going in is necessarily to be able to connect on an emotional, intimate level doesn't always have anything to do with their understanding, but necessarily their experience and how they processed it. So I agree with you. The best way to understand something is to look at it from all different perspectives. There are different types of women. Not all women are the same. And basically, that's a good point that you're making, because when someone gets hurt and they take it out on all women, now all women are bitches, and the goal is to play these hoes before they play us.
Right, keep it pimping, you know, as you
say. Exactly. You've basically taken an incident with one or two or maybe even three women, and you've classified the whole entire species of women in one category.
Right. You sometimes we make the mistake of painting the woman gender with a broad brush. So this one woman I would hurt me, now they're all going to hurt me, so I'm going to adjust my whole approach. And so I think this whole stop, you're getting too close, men and emotional intimacy, the reality is we do struggle with that. And I think we struggle with that sometimes because of our upbringing. If we never saw father being intimate, if you will, and I don't mean sexually, emotionally intimate with his wife / our mothers, then we don't have a frame of reference. You know what I mean? Or if we were taught to be strong and not show emotions. And how do you go from that in a household when you were taught not to show emotion, and all of a sudden you meet this woman 15, 16, 17, 18 or older, and you're feeling that you don't know how to really, as you said, process it. So I think fundamentally we do struggle with that.
Well, here's something else I'd like to point out, that a male who's never been in love often can struggle with connecting with a woman on an emotional, intimate level as well. And let me tell you why. In order to connect, you have to tap into your spiritual side. In order for a man to connect with a woman, he has to tap into his feminine side. And a lot of men are not comfortable going there. And when they feel that they have to go there, it's just like, ew, this is yuck. No. A lot of men feel like it makes me less of a man to be connected with my feminine emotional side. So they'll run from it. So even a man who has not been hurt, okay,
mm-hmm.
can avoid that connection because it's just unfamiliar territory that makes a man feel what his goal is from the time he realized he's a man, which is to feel like a man, to be masculine, and be stronger than a woman. And now in order to connect with this woman, I have to go into the side of me that just feels that makes me feel weak, that makes me feel vulnerable, emotions, these things that I've been being told when I was a little boy, don't cry, tough it out. Now you're telling me get in touch with this stuff?
Exactly. And I think our culture even strengthens that whole strong man, macho man, hard man, thug man kind of mindset. And I would say for me, particularly as a man of color, living in American society where you have racism, where we, I don't say have to kowtow, but oftentimes we have to subsume our ego to the dominant culture, it's hard initially to then tap into those emotions, acknowledge those emotions, say that those emotions are okay, and then direct those emotions to a woman that we care about or may even love.
Have you ever asked yourself why is it that men, okay, you have a straight male, a heterosexual male who absolutely loves women,
mm-hmm.
and his sister could say, hey, you know, all the cheerleaders are coming over here tonight. And he could have about four or five cheerleaders on the cheerleading squad that he just would love to get at. But why, do you ask yourself why when all those cheerleaders show up, does he leave? that's just too many women in the room for him. It makes him feel odd. It makes him feel weird. It makes him tap into a feminine aura that he's just not comfortable with. What does the average guy do right away?
All right, so I'm gonna be a little comical, right? Hope it's comical. So I was at a dinner tonight for my job, and I was at a table full of women, and I initially was sitting by myself because you ever had those moments when you just didn't really want to be bothered. So I wanted to sit in the back, make sure I was there, show my presence, and all of a sudden, the young lady I knew and some others came to the table. Sadie, I thought I was in honey heaven. So I can't really relate as much to that. But if I was to ask myself the question, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, I have one question for you. If you were like 19, 20, a little younger with less experience with women, would you have felt the same? And you may have. I'm just curious to know. Yeah.
I probably would feel differently. Now, how do I handle myself in that situation? If I'm attracted to one or two or three, how do I navigate that? If being with them, you know, what's all this feminine energy doing coming my way? Yeah, so I guess I would. Definitely would.
Yeah. So, like, I'm rewinding a little bit and talking about men who've never been hurt. Right? They're kind of like, you know, fresh meat. And they still have, some of them, still can have problems or be kind of not necessarily comfortable connecting with a woman on an intimate emotional level. And a lot of times that's because it's just not a comfortable place for him. A man is made to conquer. Everything's supposed to be his way. And now I have to do these things that I've never done before. And oftentimes a man wants to feel like to take a woman and make her his is his decision. So he does them in his time. And when he does those things in his time, a lot of times he'll encounter what they refer to as a rubber band effect. When he encounters that those emotions and he realizes that I care for this woman and I'm at this point where I'm going to take this next step and go into newfound waters with her, a lot of times he'll back up before moving forward.
Exactly. So we do struggle. And I think at the same time, men can and do express emotional intimacy. Let's do this. Let's go to a song. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw, Michael Teague and my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We'll be right back.
In front of Gucci in the winter, I seen you with your girl, walking in your chinchilla fur, how it laid up in the cool back shader, looking at your face, just pure with no makeup. A little bit of MAC lip gloss, hair in a bun, well done. Looking for a ring, I see none. So I hopped out the coupe and hot pursuit to stop and introduce like I'm shining. You my destiny, in your diamond cluster, too much just to touch you. Perfume down to your structure. Think I wait till a second night to fuck you. I wanna marry you. Now I'm just playing. We could start with a few nights out in Malibu. Surfing, playing up on Persian. Here's my number. Put it in your purse and call me.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. If my Rolls Royce is not the lady.
While I'm digging your kitty, then we drive into the sunset. Hello. hood, ma, I ain't done yet.
On the telephone, she heard my voice. Tell me to pick her up in my Rolls Royce. It's my Rolls Royce, it's not too late.
That was Bonnie and Shine. Shine featuring Barrington Levy. You are listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with relationship expert, my co-host,
Sadie Shar.
And we are here, and our topic tonight is stop. You're getting too close. Men and emotional intimacy. We left off before our musical break saying that I think that we as men can achieve and express emotional intimacy. The reality is for some it's innate. It's in us. We just have a tendency, we have the ability to be emotionally intimate. I think for others, it's learned, whether we see it from our father or from a father figure. We can see it, we internalize it, and at some point in time, we can experience it. And then, as Michael Bazin has said, men do cry in the dark. And said, he said something early in the show that we don't always express our emotions, but we feel our emotions, and we even feel our emotions more deeply at times than women. Care to comment about that a little bit?
Yes. Basically, when men, a lot of times when you're going through something or you're feeling something and you hold it in, you don't necessarily allow your body to process it to move past it. Women cry, women talk to their girlfriends, women, a lot more women than men say things on their Facebook statuses and their Twitter, and they get it all out, and men kind of just hold it in. So I like to tell my clients anywhere from, let's say you're with a person for 2 years, it normally takes about half of that to completely get over them. If you're with a person for 5 years, it could take about 2 to 2.5, not meaning you'll be hurting in it all that time, but just necessarily to completely have that person out of your system. So if you're dating them for 6 months, take anywhere from 2 to 3 months to get over them. But you have to allow your body to go through that process, your body, your mind, your spirit. Say what you feel and just move through the process. And men often hold that process up by trying to suck it up, pretend it's not there, go out, so-called bone tons of women, when there's just that one woman that they want, And all that happens when you do that is it makes you want that one person that you can't have even more. Makes it worse.
So we got to agree. I mean, that's essentially what you're saying. And I think the lesson for us as men is that in ways that we find appropriate and comfortable, we've got to get it out. And I think because of our culture, because maybe of how we're wired as men, we try to sex it out.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
And physiologically, there's that release, you understand? But what you're saying is emotionally, we can't sex it out to get it out. We've got to talk it out.
Well, a lot of clients that I have that try to sex it out, they always tell me that, I mean, it doesn't matter a lot of times how good looking a woman is. If they have that one specific woman on their mind, they have to get totally drunk or totally high in order to do it. You know, that good cushion alcohol. See, there we are, right back to the good cushion
right
alcohol.
Back. we're right back
at that good cushion alcohol. A lot of times what I would suggest for women who are dealing with men, and I have clients, female clients, and I know men personally, who've been hurt, and they're just anti-relationship. They're anti-female. And women are often like, you know, this guy, I could see he has potential, but there's like a blockage. There's like a wall there. What do I do with that? The best way for a man to work around that who feels as though all women are nothing but bitches and hoes, and he's been hurt, which he'll never confess. He'll never confess that, but it's friendship. Friendship will heal. Can heal that. To become for women to befriend a man first and be completely friends. I'm not talking about friends with benefits. That doesn't work. That just makes it worse for you. Because remember, if someone is grieving for someone else and they're sexing you, they're doing the same thing with you basically that's happening with the alcohol. You're a temporary relief, and when they sober up, they wish they wouldn't have did it.
And you know what? I'll take it a step further. You know, what I would say to women who, and you are attracted to a man in that state of mind, he's not at the place to be ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and ladies, listen, you can't change a man. A man has to change himself.
That's right.
If he's been hurt and his mindset is, I'm going to sex it out, and you happen to be there, you know, maybe there's some level of attraction, but I'm really not ready for commitment because I've been hurt. And he's not saying that, but all of his behavior says that. Sadie, I think you're right. On the one hand, and it's hard to do, maybe impossible to do. How do you go from wanting someone to just being a friend? I think it's hard to do. But the other side of it is if you are meeting a man and you sense that he is there, even if you had sex one or two times, three times, et cetera, you know what? You got to back up because he's not there.
No, he's not there. But, I mean, here's the thing. People need to appreciate friendship more. First of all, if you can't appreciate friendship, you're really not ready for a relationship anyway. Because I don't care how much you think you love that person and how in love you are with them today, the fact of the matter is forever the relationship is going to go through many stages, and there will be a point where you're not as in love with that person as you were before.
Exactly.
So that is when friendship, well, you'll have to throw that bad boy into friendship drive and ride it out until you fall in love again. So if you don't have a friendship, you have nothing to begin with. So if someone's going through something and you have interest in them, basically all relationships should start off that way anyway. Okay, they all should start off that way anyway. And relationships that I've seen where they didn't, they always fail right away in the immediate beginning. And I've advised clients, don't rush, you know, be friends. And oftentimes, more than not, the other person may not understand that. And when one person's telling that other person, you know what, we're going a little too fast. Let's slow down and get to know each other. Then immediately that other person takes it as that person's not interested, and the person doesn't want to lose the other person, so they flow it fast, and bow, it blows up in front of you, and it's all over. But when you're friends with someone, you have a better understanding. You have more history. So when they do something silly that disappoints you, you can take and apply that and compare that to their history with them and say, you know what? This must be something they're going through because this is not my friend. Or this must have been a bad decision because this is not my friend. But when you don't have that history to compare it to, that so for credit history, you need to establish credit history with these people before you give them your heart.
Mm. On the other hand, I'll raise something that you said in previous shows. Once those emotions are involved, is it possible to establish a friendship first or to step back from romance, quote-unquote, sex, and establish a friendship?
That's another direction I was going to go in. I was going to say for maybe ladies and even men, okay, there are women out there who have problems connecting emotionally as well, okay? There are women out there that get hurt and now they think, you know, you ever heard of saying good girls gone bad?
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they want to be these little, you know, they want to have penis envy and think that they can run around and do the same things guys do. And then they meet a good guy or a nice guy or whatever have you, and they're not trying to get too close either because someone else hurt them. So basically, for everyone out there who may, okay, so we kind of addressed already people who are dealing with someone they just met that are showing signs of having problems connecting emotionally on an intimate level, whether it be a male or female, okay? Now, let's rewind. Let's say you were in a relationship with someone and you realized they were having problems connecting and you backed out of it. You can never tell a person they're wrong. Telling a person they're wrong is just putting them on a defense. Basically, you just want to argue. You have to sometimes remove yourself from the situation and let people see their wrongs. And when they see their wrongs, friends never say, I told you so. Friends never throw it in your face. You let them see their wrongs. When they come apologize, you welcome them with open arms. That's what friendship is about. So if you were in a relationship with someone or possibly pursuing a relationship with someone, and you realize that they have these, you know, issues where they're constantly trying to prove to the world that they're a player, that they're a dog, that they're this, they're that, but then at the same time they're telling you they want to build something with you, or all of a sudden when you guys start to get close, they start to back up, they start to create this distance, and you say to yourself, you know what, there's one thing, one promise I made to myself, that as long as I'm here on this earth, I'm going to take care of myself. And I think anyone of any kind of values, we've made that promise to ourselves. Okay? So at this point, the best thing you could do is just let them know, I'm not sure you're ready for what I'm ready for. And give them their space. And give them their space.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think in an ideal world, and hopefully this show, as we keep it real, as we keep it relevant, as we keep it raw, is instructive for those of us who've had issues in our relationships, those who want to get back into relationships, those who want information about relationships, because in an ideal world, you know, and there's a difference at times between the ideal and the real, there needs to be this emotional distance, right? When you start exploring a relationship with someone, you almost have to know that you feel what you feel, but be able to control what you feel while you are investigating the possibility of being with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so, as we said in other shows, even in matters of the heart, we cannot lead with our heart. We still have to lead with our head. So as men, we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be honest with the women that we are with or exploring with. If you're not ready for commitment because you've been hurt, whether or not you say that, and ideally, talking about ideal here, you can say that, got to be honest. Because otherwise you're getting into a situation that you are inevitably going to step back from.
You know, to be honest with you, Michael, to be able to think that you can run around this earth being a player and claiming that your bitches love you and all this other stuff really is unrealistic, and it's a state of a very spoiled behavior. Mm. And let me tell you why, because it's unrealistic because you don't realize what life is about. Life is all about partnership. If you think about everything that goes down on this earth, any invention, any form of technology, it took more than one mind for it to be created and for it to come to be what it is now. And anything, any goals that we have set in our lives, we need support. We need people. We need each other. Human beings thrive off of each other. And if you were to lose your legs tomorrow, let's see how many of your bitches love you. If you were to lose your legs and for some reason became impotent, I want to see where your bitches are going to be at.
Right. And you know what? Listen, for those men who are in the midst of that state of mind, that state of being, you know, it's all about a game. It's all about what you're projecting. It's all about having the toys, having the look, all of those kinds of things. And you know what, Sadie, for me, there are times that we as men have to go through that, if only to see that it's ultimately a fallacy. Pleasurable to be sure. You know, no one can deny that. But ultimately, it's a fallacy, and sometimes we have to go through that to get through that to say, you know what, I had to get this out of my system. But I think ultimately you're right. You know, we hear the song, we see the bravado, but we don't see the unwanted pregnancy. We don't see the possibility of a sexually transmitted disease. We don't see the stalker behavior, either from a man or from a woman, when we sex them so well that we turn them out, and yet we didn't want them to really be connected. Yet we have a caller. Let me take this caller. Good evening, caller. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Derek, and I'm calling from Piscataway.
Derek, how you doing, man? We apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. Thank you for calling in.
You are quite welcome. Hello, Sadie.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm fine. I must say that I've had, once again, the pleasure of listening to both of you on your show, and this episode has been fantastic, and I'm very proud of you both.
Thank you.
Quickly, I'll just say that, you know, Michael, I agree with you. Men can get so caught up in the physical attraction towards a woman, and they speak of relationships, but when they focus on the physical in the beginning, it may cloud their feelings and their disconnect, and they find themselves in one relationship after another where things don't sort of work themselves out, and they find themselves miserable and wondering why. But then, Sadie, you also nailed it as well. The most important thing, I think, and took me a long time to understand it, is to focus on friendship first, because when you become friends and, let's say, both one or the other side is going through something, if you're in a relationship, there tends to be an obligation. But when you are friends and one or the other is going through something and you're there for that person because you chose to be there, that makes it all the more important, more special. I say that because once a man begins to understand that he's friends with a woman first, I mean really good friends with her, he begins to sit back and he contemplates on things and he sees before him someone who's very, very special and very dear to him. And he then begins to decide for himself. He makes that choice that if he wishes to be happy, that he has to focus on what is right, and that is the friendship person, and build upon that as friendship sets forth a foundation in which they can create something wonderful together, and then they move forward. So when he then realizes that through friendship first that what he has before him is very special, then he's then able to connect with his emotions, and his emotions then give him strength because it then empowers him and allows him to understand that it is that love is and God are synonymous, and he begins to see her as something more than just a name or just a woman, but he sees her as a creation from God. Mm-hmm. And with that, he begins to truly understand that what he says and what he does and the fact that she's able to reciprocate that towards him, then he understands. And once he does that, and Michael, you and I both know that once a man truly falls in love with a woman, he will move heaven and earth to be with her in a way that is not obsessive or dangerous, but in a way which is very healthy and appropriate. So yes, those men who are not connected with themselves emotionally, I mean, there's a number of factors that plays into that. But I think that once a man meets the right woman and she helps him, you know, allows him to be himself, be the man, but she helps him in her own way to navigate through the relationship and for them to both really understand what's at stake here, what's going on. And once they begin to find the true meaning behind what it means to be in a committed relationship, then the man takes it upon himself to make certain choices, personal choices. I mean, as he contemplates. And when he sees clearly what it is that's most important to him, he will make the right efforts to make things happen. And as long as the woman will have him, then things can work themselves out. And then, again, he taps into his emotions, and a wonderful thing can come out of it, love. So, again, you both, have just really educated, I think, myself and many other people here. And I wish you both, you know, continued success in your show.
I have one question for you before you go. Can you briefly just tell our listeners, coming from yourself other than myself and my co-host Michael, what men who are having trouble connecting emotionally and opening up and letting the past hurt or disappointment from a woman go, how they should proceed forward, just briefly?
A man should, first of all, he should, if he wants to have a connection with her, he needs to, first of all, he needs to stop whatever he's doing. If he's involved with someone that he knows is not going the right direction, he needs to, he knows it's not right for him, he needs to find a way to either find a solution towards that or to end it. And he needs to take time for himself, and he needs to work on himself first, foremost. He needs to also remove himself from, you know, friends and influences that are reinforcing negative thoughts and negative attitudes and expectations. He needs to just reassess what's most important to him. He may need to actually redirect himself towards others that he respects, who actually may have a healthier approach towards relationships. And then he takes the time to listen and to observe and to think about it. And then he starts making, you know, the first step. Because when you take that first step towards what you truly want to have, and that is the committed relationship, then the next step is revealed. And the next step, and the next step. And before you know it, you find yourself on a path that will lead you in the right direction. But he has to at all times be mindful of his thoughts and his actions, and he just has to take the necessary steps to remove himself from negative influences and get onto the positive path and just go forward with that. And then he'll see for himself that that these type of actions can lead him towards where he wants to be.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Gary, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate your comments tonight.
You're quite welcome.
Have a good night.
Good night, Derek.
Good night.
Sadie, I appreciate what Derek is saying. And, again, that takes time. So for me, as I'm listening, I'm saying, okay, for a man in his 20s, 30s, 40s, let's say, maybe 30s and 40s, we've lived, we've experienced relationships. Maybe we've been married and divorced, right? So we have that history, that breadth of experience. Now, what about the 18, 19, 20-year-old? I think, although that is not our target demographic, if you will, I think for those of us who are older and have experienced the kinds of things that Derek is talking about, I think it's incumbent upon us to pass it down, you know, to our sons, to our nephews, et cetera, so that they can be, for lack of a better word, instructed as they enter their relationships. Because you know what? Experience can be a painful thing. And they say that a wise man learns from his own mistakes, but the wisest man learns from the mistakes of others. So I think we have a responsibility to pass this on. What do you think?
I concur. I definitely agree with what you're saying. I just think that what could help the situation a lot is just for people to be more ready to enter friendships than relationships.
That's hard to do. I mean, I agree with you. It's hard to do when the emotions are there, when that attraction is there. When you see that person from the other side of the room, you see him at the gym, you see him at the club, and it's just, it's that connection. Like you said a few shows ago, you know, your spine tingles. It's hard to step back from that and say, okay, I'm attracted to you, but let's be friends first.
Well, it's hard to step back from that, and I completely agree with you. But there's a lot of things that's not easy to do, but we necessarily, like you said, a wise man learns from others' mistakes. You kind of already know the outcome if you saw someone else go through it already. So why not take an extra month, 2, 3 months, 4 months, whatever it takes to build a friendship to keep from destroying what could have been because you rushed in? And sometimes you can, if it doesn't turn into a relationship, it can become someone who could be a good friend.
Exactly.
And a lot of times once you get to know people, sometimes that sexual attraction can get killed once you get to know them.
Right. It's like, dang, I thought I wanted to, but
yeah.
I don't know. Right.
It's like, because, okay, you were good till you opened your mouth.
Right. You were good until, you know, I saw how you
until
really
I saw
act.
You chew. You know?
Right.
Certain things start to slowly happen that just, it's gone. So, but then you may find other things about them that, you know, wow, I didn't know you were interested in this and interested in that. And, you know, there's so many people, I tell people all the time, you can, you know, even when you're looking for someone to fill a position in your personal life, networking is always great. Because you may meet a girl that you're not attracted to because she could easily invite you to a party and you meet your husband or wife there.
Exactly.
Vice versa.
City, we have about 2.5 minutes left. Let me lay out two things. You know, how do we achieve emotional intimacy as men? I think it's a matter of maturity. I think that's what you were saying. I think that's what Derek was suggesting. That's what I was saying. It's about maturity. You know, and maturity can be hastened when we have someone older who can, for lack of a better word, speak into our lives. I think the right love, and I think that's probably the strongest point that Derek made. Man finds the right woman. I think it sets the stage for that person to express emotional intimacy. And you said this, a good friend. See, that's probably the safest context in which a man can learn to be vulnerable.
I think what women need to realize, and I'm going to say women because this show is about men and emotional intimacy. Men don't bond with women. Men bond with friends. And that's one thing you have to remember and keep at the top of your mind at all times. Men don't trust women. Men trust friends. Men don't stick by women, per se. They stick by their friends. So a woman who wants to get a man's real attention needs to be his friend. Men are loyal, for the most part, to their friends.
I like that. And I think, lastly, and you alluded to this earlier, there comes a point where a man needs time and space to heal. And until he heals, until he acknowledges that he needs to heal, then it's going to be difficult for that man to achieve any type of emotional intimacy. What do you think?
Again, I agree with that. But a lot of times, men will do what they need to do to maintain their friendships. Men love friends.
Mm.
So I think that we need to stop thinking about women who are dealing with men or trying to have something going with a certain man, whether he is an ex or a man who she has an interest in, who she saw another woman hurt him, and she looks at him and says, oh, that's a shame she did that to him. You need to not worry about being his wife, not worrying about being his girlfriend, not worrying about being the only woman in his life, but worry about being his friend.
I like that. And with that, Real Relevant and Raw family, we're going to bring this show to a close. You have been listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio, broadcasting every Thursday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic was Stop, You're Getting Too Close, Men and Emotional Intimacy. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, everybody, tune in next week, same time, same place, for more of Real Relevant and Raw. Have a good night.